Today on Locked On Rockies, looking ahead for the Rockies rotation.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
For today, the 28th day of September in the year 2022, I am your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast, Paul Holden, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team each and every day. And if your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, guess what? You are in the right place. We are free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. All you got to do is search Locked On Rockies on your favorite streaming service, and you'll be taken where you need to go. And if you want to be part of the show, if you want to dive into the live chat, if you want to ask your question live on the show, you just got to subscribe to Locked On Rockies on YouTube, pop over into the live chat, and know when we go live, and hey, boom, you're there. Good to go. Today on Locked On Rockies, we're going to talk about the pitching rotation, and we're going to talk about the future of the rotation as the Rockies yet again fall short yesterday to the San Francisco Giants. The Giants continue to dominate the Rockies. We'll take a look at what Sonia Chen has to say over here on MLB.com. Marquez did his job, but gets little support. One Rockies player has had a pretty good run on the road. I'm zooming up a little bit here on her, on this piece. And that continued on Thursday. Here's a nice little piece for something for Germán Marquez. Germán Marquez turned in a quality start, allowing a home run to Giants leadoff man Jock Peterson off the very first pitch of the ballgame, but settling down from there, giving up three runs over six innings. Germán did his job, manager Bud Black says. He'd like to have a couple pitches back, especially the one of Peterson. He pitched well enough to give us a chance. Added Marquez, a long outing, another quality start. I feel happy about it, and I feel healthy. I can't control a good team. That is what it is, and I have to keep going. It's another good quality start, sure, and especially for Marquez, he's been pretty darn good on the road. But here's the bright spot for Marquez on the road. Marquez has thrown at least six innings in 13 straight road starts, dating back to his second away game of the season on May 8th in Arizona. The only other pitchers who have matched or exceeded that streak in 2022 are Houston's Framber Valdez, who threw six innings in 14 straight starts from April 25th to September 12th, and San Diego's Yu Darvish, whose streak is also active and dates back to May 19th. Marquez's 13 consecutive road starts of at least six innings are a franchise record, breaking a five-way tie with Ubaldo Jimenez, who did it twice in 2009, Jason Jennings in 2006, and Brian Bohannon in 2000 and 2001. And yes, it has been somewhat of a road phenomenon for the 27-year-old. Marquez has gone six or more innings in only nine of his 16 home starts this season. In an era where pitchers no longer routinely pitch deep into the game, the young right-hander's efforts have not gone unnoticed. A lot of times when you don't get wins, the value of pitching innings is important, and he's doing it. I commend him for that, Black said. The lack of run support for not only Germán, but a number of our pitchers is apparent. 11 of Marquez's last 13 outings on the road have been quality starts, meaning that the right-hander has consistently been able to keep his team within reach of a win, but the Rockies are 6-7 in those 13 games, thanks to an equally consistent lack of offense on the road. That was certainly the case last night. The Rockies came out of the gate strong, notching three base hits off Giants right-hander Logan Webb, one of those being an RBI single off the bat of Charlie Blackmon. That seemed like a good sign to come when the Rockies, entering Tuesday, the Rockies had gone 36-25 when they had scored first and 29-63 when their opponents scored first. But after Webb's shaky start, he buckled down and put up zeros for the remainder of his outing. And blah, blah, that's the rest of that article you can go check out there on MLB.com. But wanted to highlight the fact that even with the fact that we have talked a lot about Marquez's struggles, him being good on the road is a good sign for the Rockies. Why the great question of the consistencies and why it's not working at home aside, it still shows that Marquez does have is able to tap in and has the ability to still be quality and be a good pitcher at this point. With what we've seen from Germán, with the experiences we've had from Germán Marquez, you're looking for him to be a quality pitcher and to go out there and give you a quality start. You're looking for him to keep you in the ballgame and on the road. the Rockies, Germán Márquez has done that, as we read there, that he's not done that for the Rockies at home. But especially on the road, when your pitcher steps up, someone else also has to step up. It's a team game. Unfortunately, when it comes to baseball, you are really dependent on the contributions from each individual. And while Germán Márquez was able to figure out how to pitch on the road, maybe not, and while he struggled at home, he wasn't getting the backup he needed. And that kind of factors into when you look at the future and when you kind of question what is going to be, what do we expect for the Rockies moving forward. I think we'll see a bounce back from Germán Márquez. I mean, it depends on if he is able to miss bats, miss the middle of the zone, and avoid the home runs. We'll really know if we see a bounce back from Germán after his first few starts next year, if he's not giving up the long ball. I mean, the first pitch of the game, we've seen too many times Germán get just rocked immediately, or a pitch that's just way too good of a spot, and you can't let teams like the Giants be able to just score right away, first pitch of the game, rocket it, first pitch and things of that nature. So what can I point to for the success for Germán next year is the fact that he was good on the road, and when you look at his road numbers, they are pretty good. To continue to have to go through the entire season on the road and pitch well is a good sign for Germán Márquez, but it's also another sign of the inconsistencies of Germán Márquez when the home side is not it, and when Germán has been good at Coors Field. We need the Rockies rotation needs to be better at home. It needs to be dominant there, and far too many times this year we saw the Rockies get down early at home or down multiple runs from home, and especially after their starters. I know that starters can get it's a different world, like we read in that piece, but the Rockies need more from their starters there at home. And Purple Row dove into the Rockies pitching staff and where it's going to go from here. And we're going to dive into that piece here in just a moment. But in case, just like, it's a long season, right? Sometimes you need a little help, a little bit more of a boost. And if you could use a boost when it counts, well, guess what? You can go and check out Blue Chew. It'll give you the confidence you need to step up to the plate. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arrives. The process is simple. You can sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. So no visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you check out the promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to receive your first month for free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. We head over to Purple Row here, by where Robert Walgren writes, where does the Rockies pitching staff go from here? Coming out of 2018, looked like the Rockies front office had finally started to figure out how to put together a pitching rotation that could have success in Coors Field. The core of Germán Márquez, Kyle Freeland, John Gray, and Antonio Senzatella had all put up above average years by ERA plus in 2017, and Freeland followed it up with the Cy Young worthy performance in 2018. Márquez had led the team in ERA plus in 17 and was the de facto ace for the group, but any of the core starters were capable of winning their team a game. After the Rockies were swept by the Brewers in the 2018 NLDS, scoring just two runs over three games, it was clear that their pitching definitely wasn't their biggest worry and could actually be considered a strength. In response, the front office extended Márquez in April of 2019 to a five-year deal with the club option through 2014, extended both Senzatella and Freeland in 2021 through the 2028 season, and while they were unable to lock in Gray, the core of the rotation, one that had experienced success, was here to stay, and the moves made sense. The group definitely showed more than just promise. But then you look at this table here. for our WAR for Rockies rotation. And we're going to dive back more into what Robert writes here. But I want to focus on here. Head over, by the way, purplerow.com. You can go check out this table here. It's got the WAR. And when you look at Rockies starters here, especially since 2008, you see 2018, you see regression, basically. From 2019, from 2018 to 2019, Marquez goes from 4.1 to 2.8. We're skipping 2020 is the pandemic shortened season, so I'm going to kind of try to not factor that in here. 2.8 to 2.3 for Marquez in 2021 and 1 in 2022. Marquez went up and has gone down now three straight seasons in terms of wins above replacement. With Kyle Freeland, you're seeing a tremendous dip from 18 into 19, of course, when he goes from 7.7 to negative 0.1. Good, solid pandemic shortened year. I know we're not talking about it, but you're seeing a 2 in 2021, a 2.1 in 2022. So Freeland is bouncing back. He's moving back in the right direction. You have more confidence in what is going to come from Kyle Freeland, at least when you're looking at something like WAR. Antonio Sensatella, 18, dips in 19, just like we saw all Rockies starters with how much they struggled that year. Great in the pandemic shortened season. An improvement from 19 to 21, from negative 0.7 to 1.8. And then, of course, injury shortened season here at 0.5. So we don't know. So realistically, when the Rockies were evaluating and looking at these, in 2019, of course, it made the most sense to re-sign Marquez, of course, with back-to-back years of being a pretty darn good pitcher and the de facto ace. And, of course, with Freeland being on his rookie deal and things of that nature. But when you see the downward trend, and I do wonder if maybe the Rockies jumped the gun a little bit with Germán Marquez. And I hate to say it because I love Germán Marquez, and I do truly believe that he is a good pitcher. I just wonder if the inconsistencies and now the trends that we're seeing, a downward trend in wins above replacement, which is one stat. There's a lot of stuff to look at, sure, but when you're trending downward multiple years, and a thing that where you're being compared to your replacement or how many wins that you can contribute to your team, not a good sign. I like and I'm encouraged by the fact that Kyle Freeland has gone up since his dramatic decrease from his best season in his career. It's not much, but it's getting better. It's not getting worse. We go back, and Senzatella is this. The jury's still out with Senza. If Senza can continue to give performances in the mid ones to the twos of WAR and be a fine middle of the rotation pitcher and do quality starts just like Marquez is doing on the road here, you're going to be kind of fine with Senza's performance there. I'm looking for more. I expect more from Germán Marquez and Kyle Freeland because I know the way Antonio Senzatella pitches is he pitches in a way that he uses his teammates and he uses his defense more. I know Kyle Freeland is obviously that as well with the amount of ground balls and the amount of double plays that Kyle Freeland has induced. It's a massive part of his game. But I believe in Freeland and Marquez's ability more to get strikeouts than I do in Antonio Senzatella, the guy who took multiple starts to get a strikeout and things of that nature in this season. This core, when you look at it, though, hasn't come close to producing WAR anywhere close to their best season in 2018, the last time the Rockies made the playoffs. 12.9 in that season. They overall was a 1 in 2019, a 6.1 in 2021, and then 2022, 3.6. This massive regression from the core of the Rockies, at least two out of the three members of the Rockies core, is a concerning sign and is something that you really now have to start wondering and worrying that the Rockies now haven't fixed their offensive problems that we were mentioned in the Brewers sweep in that Purple Row piece. But now the offense can be worrying as these pitchers might be not able to perform in the way that they once thought they could. Let's dive back in here to the Purple Row piece here. Robert Walgren on where does the Rockies pitching staff go from here on Purple Row? You can go check it out. But today we just care about 2022. One Rockies starter has an ERA below 5, Freeland at 4.38. No Rockies starter has a winning record. Senzatella's on the IL. But the others have had consistency. Marquez and both Freeland are both on pace to start 30 games. It's just not like many of them have been memorable. The core pitchers have provided three seasons in the last six that made it a no-brainer for the front office to extend them all. 2019 was a dud for Freeland and Senzatella, then 2021 was underwhelming, and this year is looking to be even less impressive. Which version of the core will show up in years to come? What kind of season will it take for Marquez to extend their club option? If Marquez does leave, will he turn into this year's Tyler Anderson? Compared to the offensive side of the ball, there's not a lot of help coming for the Rockies staff. There's not currently an Ezekiel Tovar shooting up the minors and giving people a reason to watch September baseball, so it's this group that will have to get it done. The Rockies clearly still believe in their pitching. They have to when they've made the playoffs recently. It's been on their backs, and the three combined make up nearly 20% of the payroll, and they have good reason to. Each pitcher has shown they have what it takes to be an ace, but if the Rockies are to have any success in 2023, it will start on the back end. Having these three on their A game would go a long way to help that. Nailed it there. It's all summarized perfectly there. The Rockies' path to success. The offense, and we'll spend the last part of the show talking about what's a bigger issue facing the Rockies right now, the pitching or the offense. But the Rockies simply need to get, they need these pitchers who 20% of the payroll they're counting on. The Rockies extended each of these pitchers with the belief that they are the ones that are going to be the core to help them get back to the playoffs and continue to do that because they've already shown that they can. We've talked before on this show. I wonder if this regression still comes from the coaching that's being done. The fact that we are seeing all this regression and issues with pitching. It's time for the Rockies to look outside their organization, to reevaluate their pitching coach, because it isn't working. And you're running out of time, especially with these pitchers. And when you don't have the pipeline, when you don't have the things to be excited about, you get even more nervous because for a draft and develop team, for a team that really believes in drafting stuff, there's not a ton in the Rockies system that makes you, wow, the Rockies have another arm of the future. Even if it's just as good as Marquez or Freeland or Gray, you just don't see that. So what is the biggest issue facing the Rockies? Is it the pitching or is it the offense? And I'll answer that question next. Locked On Rockies podcast, free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. You can catch us on YouTube as well. If you subscribe to Locked On Rockies on YouTube, you can ask your question and be part of the show and dive into the live chat. But folks, we are asking a big question here, kind of a big picture question as we're diving in, talking about the Rockies rotation. So I read an article there from Purple Row. Read something from MLB.com there as well. What's the bigger issue for the Rockies right now? It is I got a distracting text message there. The biggest issue for the Rockies right now is the not the offense. The offense has enough of the future to look forward to, enough of these prospects that you are excited about that gives you hope for the future. Whereas the pitching staff, there's no one that's come up in any of these relief situations. There's no one that's come up this year or necessarily been drafted that you sit there. There's been some stuff that might be exciting in the draft, but that's still so far away. There's nothing that you can count on for the Rockies, at least in the short term, to make up for these pitchers if they struggle, if they make sure that they're not, this is where we're seeing the issues of not re-signing John Gray and not trading build up again. They could have really beefed up and gone after some pitchers and gotten themselves some help, what they desperately need in the bullpen. They could have done that through trading, which is something that's a lot easier to do than navigating and bringing free agents in and going through that process. So this is something that we... as Rockies fans have to kind of keep an eye on. What are the Rockies going to do? Because I am more worried about the future of the pitching staff and what's next for the Rockies than I am with the offense. Because we'll see. We have a lot of exciting prospects and things of that nature to be excited about there. Folks, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. We are proud to be your first listen of the day. You can find us on your favorite streaming service. You can also find us on YouTube. All you got to do is search Locked On Rockies. Now that you made Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day, why don't you go make Locked On MLB your second listen of the day and see if you can, stay up to date with all things MLB and see if you can beat Sully's baseball knowledge. He's one of the best out there as well. Stay up to date with all things Colorado sports, the Locked On Broncos, Avalanche, and Nuggets podcast. And folks, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.